T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Some call him the Prince of Poonanny, the Baron of Butt Plugs, the Duke of Dongs. His mission, to bring pleasure to the men and women of Kansas City. He stands astride the intercom multiplex, waving high the big black dildo of destiny, as he brings you a game that we like to call The Adult Toy Price is Right! That's right, it's time to play a little game we like to call The Adult Toy Price is Right! Here's how it works. We choose 3 callers from the listening audience. Then we describe the item that's up for bid. The listeners place their bids. The listener who gets the closest to the actual manufacturer's suggested retail price without going over wins the prize! And now, here's your host, the undisputed king of the Vibration Nation, Johnny Dare!
Then, men first. I see Greg and Ronnie and Jimmy. Greg, welcome to the show. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Hey, my name is Greg. I'm 40. I'm divorced, and I got nothing at home. Let's look to change that.
How long have you been divorced?
8 years.
8 years, and no serious relationship after that?
Oh, a couple here and there, but nothing that's going to stick.
All right. All right. I'd have to say the divorce may have been your fault, Greg.
Oh, probably.
Let me see what we got for you, okay? All right, brother, you hold on, man. I got to get Ronnie on. Ronnie, welcome to the show. What's your story?
What's up, Johnny? Let's play adult toy. 35 years old, never married, nothing in my arsenal. Girlfriend has a vibrator dildo and some high-speed internet.
Well, Ronnie, let's see if we can't spice it up for you. All right, Greg and Ronnie are going to play. Jimmy, what's your story?
Johnny, let's play adult toy.
Yes.
I'm 43, married 8 years. I have a couple of rubber vaginas.
You have a cup? Hold on, you have 2 rubber vaginas?
You buy one, it's not what you think. You buy another one, and you don't want to throw the first one away for the money you spent on it. So they kind of just back up.
You know what? That makes a strange logic that I actually understand. All right, Jimmy, you're going to play. Ronnie, Greg, you know how it works. The closest to the actual manufacturer's suggested retail price without going over will receive the item up for bid. In case of an overbid, the closest takes it. All right, guys, listen to what I'm saying.
For the fellas, our item of forbid is the Futuronic Honey Pot Super Tight Coot Genius from Cal Exotics. Almost 2 pounds of pure pleasure. The Futuronic Honey Pot is tight and ready for you. Complete with a multi-speed stimulator made of Futuronic material. You can slide into this tight coochie ass for a honey sweet time. Dudes, let me tell you all about the Futuronic Honey Pot.
First of all, I don't see what's so futuristic about this thing.
That is, unless in the future, women are just going to be disembodied coochies and buttholes.
Hello there, Zoltar.
Greetings, Panos.
Who's the new lady?
Why, that's my new girlfriend, Honey Pot. Say hello, dear.
And salutations to you, madam. Oh, good looking and funny as well.
And while we're on the subject of Honey Pot, this thing's a 2-input toy.
One of which, I'll let you guess which one,
is rather gaping. And frankly, with the name Honey Pot, all I can think about is this.
Everywhere is honey, there's a honey pool. He's just made of honey, so I guess I'll eat him too.
Oh, you heard correctly.
He said honey poo.
And now that's all over your childhood memories. It's the Futuronic Honey Pot Super Tight Coochie and Ass from Cal Exotics. And it can be yours, fellas.
If the price is right.
Oh, fellas. Fellas. All right. We're going to start with you, Greg. What would you bid for such an item?
Let's say
$29.99. All right, Ronnie.
I'm going to go $39.95, Johnny.
$39.95. And finally, Jimmy.
$34.99.
And the actual manufacturer's suggested retail price is
$54.99.
Oh, the high one takes now. Ronnie's all up in the Futuronic Honey Pot.
Well, this weekend just got a little more interesting, didn't it?
Oh, said she's nice to meet you. All right. You stay right there. You stay right there. Good for you, Ronnie. You enjoy that. All right, Jimmy, Greg, what the hell? You didn't do well on this one. Let me see. What can I do for you guys? You know what? It's a haunted house weekend. You want to go see The Beast and Exile Trail of Terrors?
Sure.
Yeah.
All right, we'll get you hooked up. I'll give you a pair for each one of those, the Beast Downtown and Exiled on the far side of Bonner Springs, all right?
Sounds good.
All right, thank you.
Stay right there. Hold on. Greg. Yo, I almost spit coffee on that. Oh, baby. We'll go home in a minute. I know. I got you. Fantastic. Samantha, welcome to the show. What's your story?
I am single. I am 28, and I have a couple toys at home. I got two butt plugs and a couple vibrators.
And why two butt plugs?
Well, like to try new stuff out.
Mm-hmm.
Different feelings for both.
How's it different from the first butt plug?
Well, the first butt plug is like a metal one.
Uh-huh.
And then the other one's a rubber.
I gotcha. All right, Samantha. By the way, 28 years old, you've never been married, you're single.
Yep.
What happened to the last relationship?
Well, things happen. Things fell through, so.
All right. Well, I understand. Plus, I just like that you're a goer. Now, since you're running solo these days, how often do you find yourself using the vibrator with the butt plug?
Couple times. A month, maybe weeks.
It's fantastic.
That's her cardio.
You don't really, you don't often hear that one.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Where you're like, oh, yeah, when no one's around, I try to use it all.
It's her time.
All right. Well, Sam, you stay right there. Have you been smoking the weed already?
No.
All right, Samantha, stay there. I got to talk to Lauren, too. Lauren, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Good morning.
What's your deal?
Married. I'm going to turn 31 in 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And I've got a double penetration dildo from a gag gift.
And do we love it?
No.
No? Too much?
I'm not that girl.
You could be.
I mean, when I'm drinking, yes. But no. Other than that, no.
I love that. When I'm drinking, a good asset.
Gotta loosen up.
That's right. I got you, Lauren. I got you. Listen, but what do they say? That dirty 30s? Like, that's when you really, like, it all gets weird?
I've been pretty weird my whole life, but.
And why did you, I can't remember. Did you say you're married or single?
I'm married.
All right. How long have you been married?
2 years.
Uh-huh. 2 years?
Yeah.
What do you think?
I love him. He's great.
Good for you. That's nice to hear. All right, Samantha, Lauren, stay there. Angel, welcome to the show.
Hello, Johnny.
Hello, Angel. When, were you a dancer?
No.
See, that's an iffy name. Mm-hmm. A lot of times an angel will be, though. That's your God-given?
How many times I've heard that.
Yeah, well, of course. It's like naming your kid Cinnamon. Hey, man, the kid's going to dance. Crystal, she can't get to the strip club fast enough. But Angel is your name. That's what your parents named you.
Yes.
Lovely. And what do you have at home, Angel?
I have a couple vibrators.
Mm-hmm. That's it?
Yeah.
And a husband, a boyfriend?
No.
A girlfriend?
No.
Angel, you said, you like girls.
Well, I don't have a girlfriend, no.
But you've been with girls.
Of course.
Of course. Yeah, every girl on here, of course I like butt plugs. Of course I like girls. I go home and I'm like, hey, do you like butt plugs or girls? And, maybe someday. Yeah.
A long time ago.
Yeah, before you.
Past it now.
Yeah, never happened again. And the worst is when you break up with a girl, she tells you, then she finally got with a girl.
Oh.
I'm like, this is not cool.
It's in a calendar year.
You did it to hurt me. But that's my cross to bear, Angel. Angel, Lauren, Samantha, the closest to the actual manufacturer's suggested retail price without going over will receive the item up for bid. In case of an overbid, the closest one takes it home. All right, so ladies, here it is.
For the ladies, our item up for bid is
the Panhandler.
10-inch dong plus handle from old Doc Johnson.
14 total inches long.
9.5 insertable inches of length.
A circumference of 5 inches.
The Panhandler has an extra thick veiny designed for intense stimulation.
The Panhandler.
And it's made in the USA.
The Panhandler. Good.
Hey, ladies! You know how we talk in the intro about the big black dildo of destiny?
Well, this is it.
It's big, it's veiny, it's black, it has a handle.
Seriously, you could wield this thing like your freaking King Arthur.
Behold! The Sword of Power, Excalibur, forged when the world was young. And death was but a dream.
Oh, I can see it now, you naughty mix.
Acting out your Lady of the Lake fantasy.
Wielding
Excalibur.
Ready to enter into the fray against your G-spot.
Not more to live a simple life,
but to be the stuff of future memory.
Or, you know, just, you know, boop, boop, up in your lady parts.
It's the manhandler from old Doc Johnson, and it can be yours, ladies, if the price is right.
Oh, yeah. Look at this thing.
Damn.
It has a sword handle.
Yeah.
He nailed it. It's all of that.
It's a big rubber ding-dong with a sword handle.
Big, black.
True story with this. I told you that story. I was years ago. Remember, we had one of these. And it hung in my the house in Westwood on the wall in the dining room for a year. Like, it's just a joke. I went home one day and put it on a nail, and it was literally hanging in my dining room for a year.
Yeah.
And I was fooling around with this girl, and upstairs, and then we kind of wrapped it where I thought we were wrapping it up. And you remember I came in and told you. She goes, what was that thing on the wall downstairs? And I go, oh, no. Because then I thought she thought I was weird, right?
Right.
And I go, no. It's like a joke. I just got to put it up there because it's funny, right? Because it's so obscene.
Right.
And she goes, why don't you go get it?
Okay. The gallant knight you are. Oh, you took off.
Oh, my God. It was like a weird murder scene.
Yeah. That thing is...
Yeah, so I can tell you, she really enjoyed that.
It's like my machete that hangs on the wall. But like, it's big.
Let me open this.
Might be one of the more impressive items you brought in, T.
Look at that. That, you know, the other thing I like to think is that you could have a really fantastic domestic violence. Like, you could make this your husband be good stick.
If you don't clean that crap up, I'm going to beat you. I'll slay you.
Ow! Hey, ow! Damn it, that hurts, man. Come on.
Does it hurt?
Yeah, this thing's got some weight behind it.
Take it to the eye.
Shut up.
To the face.
No. Ow! God damn, it's not my head. Jesus, stop. Come out. Hey.
Ooh, head thing's got a little girth.
Why don't I crank you right
now? No. Leave me alone.
I feel like this is the best kind of, like, civil rights violation you've ever had. Like, let's play cop and, like, you're a bad man.
Ow!
Get back in your car.
Come on, man.
That's going to leave a mark.
Is. You know what? I'm not mean enough, but I wish I was mean enough to hit you so hard it left a penis-shaped bruise on your back.
I know.
Right? Can you imagine? Like, you just like as hard as you can right in the forehead.
I mean, this is...
No, it's real. I know. No, it's real. All right, ladies, don't hit each other with it. You know what to do with it. Let's see what you do. Samantha, what would you bid for such a monstrous item?
$19.99.
$19.99, Sam. All right, Lauren.
BBC.
It is a BBC.
I'm talking about a big fat
no!
BBC.
No.
Big black
no.
What you say, Lauren?
$35.99.
Are you a size queen, Lauren?
Yes.
Yeah. This would be just for you. I hope you do well. Angel, what about you? Are you a size queen?
No.
Yes. You're the dirty girl who denies everything. Right or wrong?
Kinda.
Yeah.
It depends on what it is.
All right. What would you bid?
$26.50.
$26.50. The actual manufacturer suggested retail price is
$31.99.
Oh. Angel.
Oh, shit.
Angel.
Oh, God, I won.
Yes. Now, do you not want an Angel?
I don't. I'd love to beat the snot out of a couple people with it, but.
But you wouldn't, you don't like dildos?
If it's BBC,
Well, it's doable. It's not so big it wouldn't fit. I mean, you know.
Right.
It looks like a sword.
Well, it's long. Well, it's got a handle.
Right. But you don't have to take it all.
It's finished plus a handle.
Yeah.
Yeah. It just keeps it, you know. Well, listen, I'm not going to talk you into a rubber dick. Just what am I doing? Fine. Don't take it, Angel. What do you want? I'll give you some tickets.
Oh, some tickets? What you got?
I'll tell you what, we got the family reunion with Jackal happening December 21st. I've got Freaker's Ball with Ghost. I got a handful of those. Those are almost all gone.
Okay, I'll take the family reunion ticket.
All right, we'll get you in there. A pair of those, December 21st, the Midland Theater, Jackal Show. It's a Friday night. I got you there, all right?
Awesome.
All right, now listen.
Thank you, Johnny.
All right, you're very welcome. I feel like Lauren really wanted this.
I would beat my husband with it.
Yeah.
All right, so hold on. Lauren, you're telling me you do not want this for your vagina.
No, I'll take it.
All right, listen, don't make me force it on you.
You're going to love it.
All right. Which one? Listen, don't be shy. Samantha or Lauren, who really wants this?
I'd rather have tickets.
Who's that?
Me, Samantha.
Who's me? Jesus Christ. Me. Someone really effed your brains out? What happened to you? You just said me. God damn it,
Some days I think it is just me.
Right, Sam. You stay right there. Just get her anything.
Oh, my God.
All right, Lauren, that's it. You're getting the rubber ding-dong.
That's fine. I'll come get it after work.
You know you want the BBC. You piped up quick. That's all right. Don't you be shy about that, all right?
I'm not.
All right, listen. Or, now, I can't remember your story. Boyfriend?
I'm married.
Married? You want to threaten him with it a little bit?
Yes, a little bit.
Don't tell him anything. Just in the middle of sex, pull it out from under the pillow and be like, hey, get up on your hands and knees. Just see what he does.
I'll try it. I'll let you know.
Oh, you know, be just the best is if you he suddenly looked at you and went, oh, my God, I didn't know how to ask.
You know me.
You're like, dang, man. All right, stay right there.
I'm hoping on a big fat
no!
BBC. No. Big what?
She's a size queen. She wants a wang to end in teen. Her uterus is a trampoline.
If you're swinging lumber all the time,
she is fine.
If it's rounder than a can of beer, you can pin her ankles by her ears.
Give her a try.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.